Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love the MCU. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you once again. From now, what do we do now that WandaVision is over? Another Homes Alone episode. It's Sunday, March 14th, 2021. We all turned our clocks ahead, or I guess the clocks did it themselves these days, and everybody is here. We've got two newbies and the current champion. It's Jim Cummings, Rachel McCartney, and Frank Conniff, everybody. Hey!
Hey, Doug.
Hey.
This is the part where everybody awkwardly says hello at the same time. So let's meet everybody individually so the listeners can lock in on our individual voices. First-time guest, Brooklyn comedy phenom, Rachel McCartney is here. Hello, Rachel.
Oh, you're so kind. Phenom. Thank you for having me.
that's the word on the streets is that you're tearing it up out there in Brooklyn. I even hear that you're looking to relocate.
Yes, I am, but still within Bushwick. So if there is a fan of your podcast who doesn't have a cat and would have a room available for like around $700 in rent, hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Rachel M. Comedy.
I love it. That would be so awesome if you got a new place to live through this show.
What is a social media following for if not avoiding Craigslist?
Yeah, exactly. There's no reason to mess with that. Just do the slightly less creepy version. But also, You got a fan base you can talk to on Twitter. I don't know about on Craigslist.
I hope not.
Also joining us for the first time, writer, director, and star of Thunder Road and The Wolf of Snow Hollow, it's Jim Cummings.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, dude.
It's an honor to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's so awesome that you said yes to being here. Of course, Wolf of Snow Hollow came out during, fairly early on in quarantine. And we talked about it a lot on the show. And Ricky Lindholm came by and was a guest. And we talked about it then. And when I noticed you were following me on Twitter, I was like, well, let's get the man himself. And and you've got some stuff you're working on, like multiple projects right now.
Yeah, we just premiered our new feature, which is called The Beta Test. It's another horror comedy, weird movie, tonally, but it's about the agency war with the Writers Guild of America. And we shot that in December, very luckily. So we beat quarantine, and I've just been editing it for the last like 14 months. But yeah, it's a gnarly one. It's kind of weird to like jump immediately into post-production and dodge a lot of the stuff that, you know, most of my friends are still trying to shoot things. And we were just incredibly lucky to not be in that boat.
And then you have a second thing you're working on as well.
Yeah, I'm writing a bunch of stuff right now that is kind of under wraps, but really fun. I guess the same kind of tone, too, of like comedy, horror things. I'm really enjoying that space. And it was weird to like put out Wolf of Snow Hollow as a horror movie, and then there's just more laughs in it than there are scares. And obviously, like Ricky is a comedy actress, and most of the cast is comedy actors. But people really dug it. It was like, although we pushed it as a horror movie, people were like, oh, it's also really funny. And so I was like, all right, cool. I think I could probably make more movies like this.
Well, you know, that's the thing though, is I find that horror movies that lean more on the comedy, the scares tend to, you know, get you even more just because you're not waiting for them as much. You're having fun and laughing, and then the jump scare happens.
Yeah, it's a bit of sleight of hand, I feel like. If you can make an audience laugh, they're more susceptible to heartbreak or horror, where like, they're not expecting it as much. They think that they're in safe hands, and then you get to destroy them. It's great fun.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the classic example of like the movie that's super scary, but also quite funny would be American Werewolf in London.
It's fantastic. Yeah, there's a lot of really wonderful moments in that. Like, what is the pentagram on the wall for? And then the record skips, and it's like one of the funniest moments in movies, and it's in a really great horror movie too. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so random, but when Griffin Dunn comes back and he's dead, and he picks up that little Mickey Mouse doll and just waves his hand and goes, "Hi, David." It's so damn funny for some reason.
Yeah, he's fantastic in that movie. And it's funny, it's like people in the audience really appreciate that stuff. I think for a long time, people were scared to blend those two genres. But I always say, if you don't make jokes throughout your movies, your audiences will. Like, people are kind of like waiting for humor. And it's just, I don't know, you're missing a lot of opportunities to engage with the audience if you're not making jokes throughout.
Yeah, well, that's, the audience, that's why they gravitate towards the bad horror movies and bad movies in general, is because the opportunity to feel smart and make your own jokes the whole time.
Right.
So it is good to beat them to the punch.
Yeah.
Also joining us today, speaking of bad movies, this guy has seen a few. Our returning champ, some call him TV's Frank, it's Frank Conniff.
Hey, Doug. Great to be back.
you've been killing it. I don't know if you really, you know, knew when you came on the show a few weeks ago that you would just keep coming back.
I did not know that. And it's exciting. And, I just have a sense of pride to know that the reason I'm won twice and I'm back is out of sheer dumb luck. So that's good.
Yeah. That's it's a real lesson for all of them.
I lucked my way into my victories.
Yeah,
completely.
But multiple wins, so there must be something going on.
I doubt that.
You must be doing something right. Is there a point where you would say, you know what, I don't want to come back next week, or is the idea of just continuing to be champion exciting enough that you would do it for as long as it takes?
No, I enjoy coming back, and luckily, you're catching me at a time when I'm home a lot. So,
yeah,
I happen to be available. You know, if you had said, Frank, can you do it next Tuesday at 3 a.m.? I'd be, yeah, I can do that too. Whatever.
And you get to meet lots of exciting folks.
Yes.
I don't think you knew Rachel or Jim prior to today.
I'm not sure if I know Rachel. perform.
We follow each other on Twitter.
Yes, and I know we perform at some of the same clubs, but I'm not sure I've had the pleasure of meeting her yet. So this is awesome.
Great to meet you now.
Yeah, absolutely.
You do feel with comedians that, you know, you end up following somebody and it really does get, the lines get blurred of like, you know, do we know each other, or do I just like some of the jokes and decided to, you know, give it a whirl. And I've been enjoying Rachel's tweets a great deal since.
Yeah, same.
Thank you.
So it's a weird way for us to finally meet, but I am happy to meet you and Jim, and we're going to play some movie trivia in a second. But first, the question that TV's Frank already knows is coming, so we'll go to him first. Mm-hmm. I just like all of my guests to just recommend a movie. It could be any movie from any time in the history of cinema, but you know, something people can actually seek out and watch would be, you know, makes it even better.
Well, I happened to just last night see a movie on Netflix, and I was in no hurry to see it, but I just kind of on a whim chose it last night. And it's actually, if you like crime movies, it's not a great movie, but it's good and it's enjoyable. It's called Parker with Jason Statham, or however.
Statham. Yes. Statham.
And Jennifer Lopez, and directed by Taylor Hackford, which was a complete surprise to me. I wasn't aware of that. And very much in the vein, if you've ever seen the great movie with Lee Marvin called Point Blank, it's from the same author, Daniel Westlake, who used the pseudonym Richard Stark for a novel about this hard-boiled criminal called Parker. He wrote about 20 novels with this one character, and the movie Point Blank was based on this character. The movie, Payback with Mel Gibson was a remake of Point Blank.
Right.
And an enjoyable movie, I must say, but not as good as Point Blank. And this Parker isn't as good as Point Blank either, but it's the same character, and a very similar plot, and a lot of good performances in it, and just a very efficient, well done crime movie with some great violent scenes in it. And I what can I say? I mean, it's not like in a league with like a Point Blank or like some of the great Elmore Leonard crime movies like Get Shorty or the other one that Jennifer
Out
Lopez
of sight.
Out of Sight. Yeah, the other one with Jennifer Lopez is in. But I must say it did what we want of all pandemic movies. It passed the time. I enjoyed it.
I've been using that movie. I mean, that movie's been my, when I've got some time to kill, you know, or I can't sleep, I'll watch a few more minutes of it. So I haven't gotten through all of it yet, but that's one of those movies that I feel like I saw it when it came out. But you're right, it is a decent movie, but it's also just, you know, it's just wall-to-wall, you know, tropes, and, you know, there's no surprises in it to speak
of. Not really, no, just good. It kind of achieves what it sets out to do. Its ambitions, I guess, are kind of modest.
Yeah.
But it achieves it, and I do like those kind of crime films like Get Harry with Michael Caine, you know, those kind of things. And this is in that vein, and or Get Carter, I should say, was the name of the Michael Caine movie, which is like a hard boiled British crime film. And
I mean, you know, Michael Caine, it's so hard to keep track of him. That he's one of the few living actors who's like remade one of his own films and played a different character.
Yeah, exactly. That's how long he's been around. He's so great. I mean, he's so versatile. He can play like a really hard-boiled criminal type of character. And then he can play this, like in Hannah and Her Sisters, he can play this complete nerdy, awkward guy. You know, he's just an amazing actor.
Yeah, he's quite good. And it's his birthday today.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that. Well, I'm glad I mentioned him. Glad I did a shout out on his birthday, because he's one of the best.
Yeah, he's a good one. Rachel, you don't, you know, Frank knew this was coming. So he, you know, he watched a movie and wrote an entire review.
But I have listened before, so.
So you know that this sort of thing happens. Do you have a go-to movie, something you recommend at this point?
Yeah, I'm excited that I'm finally asked for one since it's been updated, because I used to always say Moonlight, which is an amazing movie, but like when you pick something that's already that well known, people are like, yeah, we've heard of Moonlight, you know. But I have one now that I've watched over quarantine that I thought was just like so good that a lot of people haven't heard of, which was Skeleton Twins. It's a 2014 movie with Kristen Wiig and Bill Hader, and they play suicidal twins who haven't talked to each other in 10 years. So it's them reconnecting, and they just have like the best sibling chemistry on screen, and they're so funny. And I watched it when I was incredibly depressed, and it like pulled me out of the pit a little bit. It was a really, really nice movie to watch.
Yeah, well, that's it's interesting that it had that effect on you, because I think if somebody goes into it in a really good mood, that might change. You know what I mean? Because it is a heavy movie. Like, you're already in a heavy space, so you found the light in it. But it is it's not the comedy that necessarily people might expect from those two.
Definitely, but the parts that are funny are very funny.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I guess that's sort of true of, of Barry as well. Like, that show is quite heavy, but also has some super funny stuff in it. Like, Bill Hader definitely likes to go dark.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah. I've been meaning to watch Barry, so I will count that as a 10th recommendation for me to finally do it.
Barry's great. There's an episode of Barry called Ronnie Lilly in the second season that is profound. It is like really long takes, and it feels like a movie that would screen in Cannes, and it's Bill Hader directing, and it's unbelievable. He is so talented.
Yep.
Hell yeah. Agreed.
Are they making more? I guess they're making more Barry as we speak, or?
I know that they're ordered to do season 3 at the very least. So yeah, they're writing season 3.
Oh, okay. So they're not dealing with the COVID production situation just yet.
Not that I've heard, no.
Is all of Hollywood getting the vaccine so that production can ramp up more? Or do you... This is so, more for Jim, I guess. Than
yeah, apparently today's the 14th, tomorrow's the 15th, it's Monday. Apparently that is the day that entertainment workers will be able to get vaccinated. So we're tier like 2A or something like that. So I haven't signed up. I'm treating it like it's 28 days later outside. I don't really need a vaccine because of that.
Right.
So I'm going to do it as casually as possible. I'll probably get it at like a CVS a couple months from now. But yeah, apparently entertainment workers can sign up for it tomorrow.
Is that in LA? Is that the kind of thing where your agent has to book you for it?
And then they mess it up. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They thought you weren't right for the vaccine. They're going in a different direction.
Yeah.
When the healthcare worker asks you for your ID, you just go, do you know who I am?
Yeah, how do you prove you're in the entertainment industry? You just do a big circle around your face. Just like, look at me. This is how I get in.
Yeah, and your agent has to go with you because they get 10%.
Yeah,
that's right. Same needle. Yeah, they use the same needle.
And they get a little drop at the end. okay, so Skeleton Twins and Parker, what have you got, Jim? What would you recommend?
I might recommend two because I'm a bit schizophrenic, but the first one is another birthday movie. Johnny Flynn's birthday is today. It's the 14th of March, and he was in Emma, which I saw during quarantine, the Autumn de Wilde film, and it's phenomenal. I thought when it started out, it was going to be too cutesy and twee, but his performance in it is incredible, and it's very light and very beautiful. And if you haven't seen it, it's worth watching. And I hope it didn't get buried too much because it came out digitally during quarantine, but it's really quite good. It's Emma. And then the other one is Corpus Christi, which is another movie that came out in America in early 2020. But it's on the Criterion Channel and it's Polish and it's phenomenally made.
I'd say those two movies are probably the most opposite of each other of any two movies ever made.
Sorry.
Because Corpus Christi is quite intense.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's so good.
Yeah, and then Emma is, I don't know if light is the right word for it, because it doesn't seem, like you were saying, it's not cutesy really, but it's definitely, the colors are very...
Yeah.
Very different from Corpus Christi's very dark film and Emma's very light.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to officially take Emma as your recommendation.
For okay, good.
I just need one to go. I like to do a poll on Twitter and see of the three recommendations, which movie the listeners like the most, and encourage them to, watch all the movies that get recommended.
Okay, perfect.
Let's go to a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we will play some games. We'll be right back. No flipping.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back, and I've prepared a couple of fun games to play today, starting off with one we've played on the game, played here on the show a bunch of times over the years. People seem to like it. It's weird. It's called ABCD's Nuts, and it's a spelling game. So in honor of Jim Cummings' movie, Thunder Road, that's what we're going to spell. We're going to spell Thunder Road. So, and we'll go in alphabetical order. So we'll start with Frank, and then go to Jim, and then go to Rachel. Frank, I'll give you the letter we're on in Thunder Road. And the first letter, of course, is T. Mm-hmm. And then you just tell me any movie that you can think of that begins with the letter T. And if you match me, you win the game automatically. But that seems like impossible, right? So There's a theme that occurs with all of these titles that I've chosen. A theme that's in my head. And so if you can think of that, that will help you out tremendously in this game. But there's no pressure. This is just sort of a warm-up game. And the winner only gets to go first in the next game. So don't worry about it too much.
So do you want just one title for me or yeah. all the ones?
Frank, you get the first letter. It's T. Mm-hmm. Name any movie that begins with letter T. And of course, going first in this case is not that much of an advantage because you don't even, you have no idea what the theme could be without any titles coming up yet.
Okay. Well, I'm going to, I hope this isn't too obscure, but I'm going to say Terminator.
Okay. I mean, it'd be amazing if you matched me. I would love to see that happen, but I went with a classic called Taken.
Oh yeah, that is it. Yeah.
The Liam Neeson film Taken. All right. So now the next letter is H. So that means we move on to Jim, and Jim just names any movie that begins with H, but keeping in mind that the first movie that I picked was Taken.
So it could be like action themed or like Liam Neeson themed. And I just have to guess based on the letter H. Something like that. I would say I'm going to go with action and say Hacksaw Ridge.
I like it. I like the way you worked all of that out, but I chose Hobo with a Shotgun.
Okay. Okay.
Next letter is U, and it goes to Rachel.
Undercover Brother.
I think everybody should say that movie title with a question mark at the end.
Well, I'd like I'm a trendsetter. For
Undercover Brother. No, but great guess. You great guesses so far. I went with a film called Upgrade. Upgrade.
Huh.
And is the next letter back over to Frank?
This is hard.
What is the letter?
N. It's N. The next letter in Thunder Road.
Oh, okay. N is would be not another teen movie.
No,
I know that's wrong, but that's the only thing that came into my head.
But that's how you stay in the game. It's just just name any movie that begins. And the movie I chose is called No Escape.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So now we're on D and back to Jim.
So I'm thinking like revenge violence movie. So I think I've actually got a really good one. I'm on D.
Yeah, you're D.
Okay. Because of Liam in it and because of Taken, I'm going to say Darkman.
That is as good a reason as any to say that.
But I'm wrong.
I wrote down.
Damn it.
I got so excited.
That was pretty good.
That you're on to something that I wasn't even aware of. But I went with the movie Drive.
Okay, Drive.
Drive.
Hmm.
E is the next letter to Rachel.
Oh, wow. I thought it was going in a different... I was preparing for R and thinking of, like, movies that start with R. So let me think of one.
If Jim wanted, like, a cooler spelling for the title, he could have left...
I'm so sorry, Rachel.
Could have left the U and the E out, you know?
Okay, well, I'm just going to be honest and say the only movie that I can think of that starts with an E is Election, which I am sure is wrong.
That's not what I wrote down, but I don't think all other movies that begin with E can take a seat because Election is pretty amazing.
It's a great movie. It's just not an action-adventure movie at all.
No, I mean, it kind of is an adventure for Matthew Broderick's character. But no, for E, I went with End of Watch.
Oh, that's the Gyllenhaal cop movie?
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
You know, I might have been able to get that if I cheated.
Yeah, no cheating. Thank you for reminding everybody to don't cheat.
No.
R is the next letter. Back to Frank.
R.
R.
Okay. Repo Man.
That's a super good R. I went with Rampart.
Oh, Rampart. And that's kind of like a cop movie, right? Like the Rampart District of L.A. or
yeah,
something.
Woody
like
Harrelson. Yeah. It's Woody Harrelson as a not a, you know, he's one of them bad cops. And it's an intense one. R again. Thunder Road has two R's.
So remind me, Taken. It's an end of
watch. Hobo with a shotgun.
Hobo shotgun.
Upgrade. No escape. Drive. End of watch. Rampart. Now we need another R title.
I'm gonna say, because of all the cop stuff, RoboCop.
The guesses are right on point. You guys should have wrapped this up a long time ago because you're doing it right. But the one I went with is the movie called Red.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. O is the next letter for Rachel.
What could it We're be? Gonna pass because I don't know a single movie that starts with O.
I mean, if you're ever in this position again, which why would you be, there is a movie called just O. That is like a modern telling of Othello with...
That's right.
They just named it that to be first Julia in the phone book.
Yeah, Julia Stiles is in it.
It's actually quite good.
I like her.
I like that version of it.
Yeah, yeah, it's not a bad movie. So that's just called O. But what I wrote down was... a movie called Only God Forgives.
Man, another Nicholas Winding Refn thing. So it's Drive and that, what could it be?
Yeah, you got it twice somehow.
Is it L.A.? Okay, so cool. So you just gave yourself away there. That's not it.
A is the next letter for Frank.
Okay, Analyze This.
No. Animal Kingdom.
Oh, okay.
Finally, Jim, you get the last ditch chance to win this thing. If you can tell me the D story title that I wrote down.
Man.
Based on all of that mess that came before.
Don't Breathe.
It's too bad there's not a Drive too, because that's totally what I would have gone that way just for fun. You're going with Don't Breathe.
Yeah.
The movie that I wrote down is Dredd, D-R-E-D-D.
Oh wow.
From 2012, and those are all movies from. You know, the, what do you call that year? Those years, 10, 20 to 10 to 2020.
The teens?
The teens. Those are all teen action and cop movies.
Hmm.
Yeah. From that decade. Okay. So no one.
I just realized you can say 2010s.
Yeah.
That totally works.
I was thinking it was so much more complex. I was like, are they all have the same cinematographer? Is it like, I was like racking my brain. Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is that, when the theme is more specific, I find that the people have a harder time with it. In general, but everybody's, brains are different, and also the amount of how seriously you take it is different. Like, a lot of people are more casual about it, so they don't, so their guesses are terrible. They just say the first movie that pops in their head.
I think I'm in the category of just any title with that initial, whatever you think of, just say it.
Yeah, because it's weird that the pressure, like, especially when we play this game on stage, people sometimes can't even. Think of any movie with that begins with that letter. And that's, seems like it should be easy, but it's not.
Oh, don't talk about me behind my back in front of me.
Yeah, I'm right here.
I would like to amend my guess for O from nothing to Ocean's 11. So I'm still
there
wrong.
You go. So you have one.
But less embarrassing.
But I also really appreciated the hard pass. Like, you just said, no, I'm just not going to do this. And I like that as a response.
Take swagger. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So no winner, but that's okay because we're going to play another game. And in that game, I will make sure that there is a winner, but the order will remain the same. We'll go in alphabetical order again. But we're going to go to another quick break. We'll be back to determine who is the best. I can't even pump it up in a joking manner.
this is how teachers curb zeros.
Yeah. We'll play this dumb game after this. We'll be right back.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more, but you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We're back, and I'm very excited about this next game because if you thought you all had to put too much thought into your answers on the last game, this one can be a real puzzler. The game is called Come Again, and it's about movies that are available on demand on my cable system right now that just happen to share one word, which is especially fun considering Jim Cummings is here. Because there are currently movies you can buy called Come Away, Come Play, Come to Daddy, Coming from Insanity, Come True, and The World to Come.
Wow.
And they're all a year or two old, as things on demand have a tendency to be. So here's how this is going to work. I'm going to take turns like that last game. I'll start with Frank. And I will tell you the description of one of those movies that's on my cable system. And then I will give you three choices amongst all of those titles and narrow it down to three so that somebody will get it right. If Frank misses, then we move on to Jim. If Jim misses, Rachel gets the gimme point because there's only one option left at that point. Because I only give.
And are these the specifically the movies you just listed?
Yeah, it'll be from those movies.
I'll
give you three of the titles instead of having you pick from all seven.
Okay, cool.
Got it.
Give you three of them. Any other questions? start with Frank. But everybody, you know, like I said, if Frank misses it, get ready to play. Strange events plague a troubled town. This sounds like Wolf of Snow Hollow so far. Because I accidentally said town, it's teen. Strange events plague a troubled Strange events plague a troubled teen when she participates in an experiment to stop her nightmares. Frank, is this movie called Coming from Insanity, Come True, or The World to Come?
This is a guess, or you know, I'm going to say Come True.
Come True is your guess?
Yes.
Well, guess what? That is correct.
Oh. It wasn't a total guess because when you said dreams, I thought I put the phrase come true together with dreams. So that's why I said that.
Dreams do and can come true, as is also the case with nightmares. And I feel like I don't even need to see that movie. I feel like we've just summed it up beautifully, but I don't know. Maybe it's good. But Frank is on the board. Frank has 1 point. So now we'll start with Jim on this next one. An ambitious currency agent, an ambitious currency agent becomes determined to bring a talented counterfeiter to justice. Is that movie called Come Play, The World to Come, or Coming from Insanity? Jim Cummings. It's a lot of coming.
I'm going to guess The World to Come.
That is incorrect.
Damn it. Damn it.
Rachel, he's narrowed it down to two titles for you. An ambitious currency agent becomes determined to bring a talented counterfeiter to justice. Is it Come Play or Coming from Insanity?
I'm going to guess Come Play just because it sounds like a better title.
Oh my God, Rachel. I can't believe this has happened. That is incorrect.
No.
I can very much believe this has happened.
Frank, it's back to you.
Okay.
And it seems easy. Do you remember which titles I suggested this one to be?
No, I don't. Please repeat them for me.
I'm sorry, you have to come up with it from your memory.
Okay, how about Coming from Insanity?
Yeah, that's the one. So, Frank, you did it. You just won the game. I can't believe that happened so quickly and so handily.
We've really let ourselves down, Rachel. This is a tragedy. We've let the reigning champ take the crown.
You know what? We learn from struggle.
I think, you know, we might have found in Frank Conniff someone who, even when the game is just go ahead and guess, is very good at guessing. But let's play another round just for fun, because I have it here. And I do think it's fun. we'll start with you again, Jim. Which movie do you think's got the description, two farmers' wives find themselves irrevocably drawn to each other?
Oh, yeah.
Irrevocably. That's a weird word to use there. Like, I'm going to revoke this attraction.
I saw the trailer for this. It's a bit like Portrait of Lady on Fire. It looks quite good. I'm spacing on the name of it. Do I
get
them all?
Give me the three options.
Okay, great. Thank Christ.
Is it Come to Daddy?
I know that's not right. Because of the subject matter, I know that's not it.
Or Come Away, or The World to Come.
Oh, Christ. And now I'm like seeing the trailer on the Apple Trailers app in my mind. I think it's The World to Come.
Yes.
Okay. Thank heavens. Okay.
That
good.
Is correct. Whew. Yeah. So
now I have my dignity. This is
great. Finally came to life when it was too late. let me give one more to Rachel to try and see if you can, get one.
I want to first thank you so much for not doing this lesbian movie, because I should have known it, but I didn't.
You're able to keep your dignity intact.
Pride. There you go.
I really appreciate that, but yeah, go ahead.
I almost said pride, but that didn't seem like the right word to use there.
That's the perfect word to use.
It's right perfect, there. Yeah.
That's why I used it.
Okay, so Rachel, Which one do you think it is that it's Alice seeks refuge in a rabbit hole while Peter enters a magical realm as the leader of the Lost Boys? So basically, they're just describing like Alice in Wonderland and Peter Pan. So I guess both of those are in the public domain enough that somebody could just take those characters and make a movie.
Hollywood.
But Rachel, what do you think that would be called? Come Away, Come Play, or Come to Daddy? I mean, I guess that would be like Captain Hook referred to himself as Daddy. That would be a good title.
I would guess Come Away.
That is correct. You got one.
Well done.
Yes.
You did it.
Wow, I'm so relieved that movie that you described isn't called Come to Daddy.
Exactly, yeah. I'm like, there are no adults in these movies, and there should not be any adults in these movies.
I'd see it. If Captain Hook was Daddy, I would be first in line to see that film.
Come to Daddy is actually a pretty intense movie with Nicolas Cage and Elijah Wood.
Oh, that's right.
And I saw it at a film festival, and it's pretty wild. It's fun, but that's the one title that I didn't, I kept using it, but I didn't actually write down the description because it's like, a man, tries to reconcile with his father. Like it's just too obvious. Right. Come to Daddy. And then Come Play, the description for that movie says, a mysterious creature uses a lonely boy's electronic devices to break into our world.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that feels
sounds like Come Play.
Yeah, that one was going to be the tiebreaker because I thought that one
That's
was the most obvious. Yeah, so that would have been a speed round if we'd gotten to that. But this gives us plenty extra time for a couple other things, starting with plugs. Rachel McCartney, do you have any kind of shows that you're doing, like any place that people can come check you out?
No, because my roommate has forbidden me from doing even outdoor shows, which is why I'm trying to find a new place. But if you would like to enjoy my comedy, I tweet obsessively. I am at Rachel M Comedy, and I will post show dates when I have them again on there.
That's so wild that your roommate.
Oh, because your roommate is afraid you'll bring the COVID back into the house. Is that it?
Yeah, even though I just got vaccinated and I have a date to get like my second shot. And she's like, well, you can't do outdoor shows until I'm vaccinated. And I was like, okay, well, can you try to get vaccinated? And she's like, how can you tell me when to get vaccinated in my house?
Oh, man. Huh.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That sucks. I'm sorry.
I think it's appropriate that I brought drama onto a movie podcast, right?
Yes.
I'm just so frustrated with your, I'm so sympathetic to your position because none of us should be like dying to go do any kind of shows, but it kind of comes down to, you both to continue to have an act and also to make some money, people want to get out and do something. So like, that's wild that she won't let you, she's against even an outdoor show. Cause it seems like there's some pretty safe ones.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I went as an audience member to one that was in a park and everybody was 6 feet away from each other and wearing a mask. And I mean, it's effectively the same thing as just going to the park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's such a weird thing where it's like this virus is the one time where, you can't trust people to make their own decisions in a weird way of like, or people can take it as an insult where if you make a decision in a grocery store by being lenient, you're making that decision for everybody that you live with. And that's the scary thing, right? I mean, almost everybody who gets the virus now is doing it because they're more lenient. It's like, there's nothing special about us or me. Like I could walk through a cloud of it and catch it. it's just a weird culture thing where personal responsibility is on trial. It's, yeah, that sucks, Rachel. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I totally agree. Like, people have been way too lenient with their behavior, and I'm pro wearing a mask. I don't think people should be doing stuff indoors generally. So I'm not a, like, just live your life. You can't be controlled by fear person. Like, I agree. We're all interdependent. What happens to one happens to all, blah, blah, blah. But yes, thank you for your sympathy. And yes, once again, if anybody has a place to move, hit me up.
Yeah, and we got to find you a place to move to where they're not going to have that kind of rule. How easily do you think she'll replace you as a roommate with that particular, rule?
Well, she has a best friend who's moving in next month anyway, so I think it's going to work out great for her.
I see. All right. Well, yeah, let's find everybody. Let Rachel know where she can live. It's got to be in Bushwick, and it's got to be with someone who's not a dick.
That second part's optional.
Oh, really?
It depends on what type of dick.
All right. They can't tell you what to do. That doesn't seem right.
Yeah, you're not my mom.
Fred Conniff, you'll be back next week.
Oh, really? I'm figuring out the reason I keep winning is because you can win by just answering one question correctly on the show.
It really can come down to that. It really is kind of a luck of the draw kind of thing. And yeah. I don't know how you're doing it. I'm gonna bring in some heavy hitters in the next.
Yeah, week. Please, somebody unseat me, please.
I'll put an end to this.
Get that guy from Jeopardy on next time. Yeah.
Yeah.
But between now and next Sunday, do you have any events that you want to tell people about?
I don't have any events between. Now and next Sunday, the next movie riffing show that Trace Blue, you and I are doing will be the second Tuesday in April, and that'll be an evening of short films. So, I have a book that I've recently published, a book of short stories called "You're Ruining the Dystopia for Everyone," and that's available at Amazon. So, if people want to check that out.
Nice. All right. And we'll talk about both those things again next week. Jim Cummings, mostly working in a world shrouded in secrecy, but but the beta test, how soon are people going to be able to see that?
Pretty soon. We're doing like sales right now. We've had a bit of a bidding war, which is pretty cool. But there's a film that I executively produced that's at South by Southwest this coming week. So if you log into South by, you can watch it. And it's called See You Then by a director and writer named Mari Walker. So that's what I'll plug.
Okay. See You Then is part of the South by Southwest programming, which, you know, every year has been an amazing festival. I've been going for a long time and always do stuff there and see lots of great movies. And it's a shame that they, have to go virtual again this year, but it is a way for anybody that can never, has never had the means to travel to Austin can experience so many movies, so many panels, and a lot of comedy too. It's you get all of it with a pretty reasonably priced pass. Doug Loves Movies is the opening night event of South by Southwest comedy. That'll be on Tuesday, March 16th at 6 o'clock Central Time, where they are in Austin. And you can go to sxsw.com. for tickets to, I'm excited to say, come watch Doug Loves Movies, but then, their ticket's gonna get them so many other things, including you can see this movie that Jim's talking about called See You Then. So it looks like it's a pretty good deal. So I don't have, I'm not gonna make any money off of it, but it's still, hope that South By gets back to, full strength next year, and then I'll be there doing Doug Loves Movies in person. So we close off every Doug Loves Movies lately with the last line from a movie. And, you know, the classic ones, there aren't that many great final lines. A lot of movies just end on some sort of, you know, rather mundane sentence or comment. But what about, Jim, do you know offhand the last line in your movies, or is that something you remember?
The last line of dialogue in The Wolf of Snow Hollow is a college student walking into the dorm building where I just dropped off my daughter, and he says, "All right, fresh meat." It's just a really funny line, because then I stop in my tracks and I like, am I gonna go beat up this kid? And then I keep walking, and that's, I just like ending a movie with that stupid joke. But yeah, I remember.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like some end lines are like, you know, especially out of context, you know, don't make much sense. And what about, do you remember what the last line of Thunder Road was?
The last line of Thunder Road is, "Stop being a little Grinch." And it's me, my daughter's being a jerk, and I'm taking her to the ballet, and she has my cell phone, and I rip the cell phone out of her hand, and then we go and watch the ballet.
And you say, tell her to not be a little Grinch?
Stop being a little Grinch. Yeah. It's funny.
Wow, those are really hard. I got to choose one for today's show to end with. And they're both so good. I'll surprise everybody. Stop being a little Grinch, or... All right, fresh meat. I like them both. Thank you once again to all of you for being here. Jim Cummings, Rachel McCartney, Frank Conniff will be back once again for week 4 next Sunday, available wherever you get your podcasts, Sunday night at midnight. Anybody have any last words?
Thank you.
Nope. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I would have laughed so hard if it was just silent, like you all already left. Just quiet.
I wanted my last word to be, please help Rachel get an apartment.
Yeah.
Let's that do really that. Is. That's the strong message of this episode, is if you know anybody in Bushwick that needs a roommate, or if you have an amazing situation where she could live by herself for the amount that she quoted, hit her up. What's your Twitter handle, Rachel?
At Rachel M Comedy. This has been better than promoting any show ever.
Well, we'll see what happens. You know, let me know if you actually get some good leads out of this. I don't know if this is a good way to go or not, but I feel pretty good about it.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for being such great guests. Thank you. You know, we'll see you down the road, as they say in Nomadland. And as always, stop being a little Grinch.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.